the morning. Let's see how we get on.
Hello?
Hello, is that Mr. Martins?
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Martins. It's Derek again. I promised you yesterday I was going to give you a call in 24 hours.
Yes, but you didn't send me an email.
No, because you didn't give me your email address yesterday. I asked you 3 times for your email address and you would not give it to me.
All right, let me give it to you now. Roy Atkinson. Just know the spelling of that?
Just one moment, please. Let me just get a pen. One moment. Okay, can you repeat that, please?
Roy Atkinson.
Roy
Atkinson.
How are you spelling that, please?
No, that's full pronunciation to me.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Mr. Derek, where are you at the moment?
I'm in France at the moment. I told you yesterday I was coming back to France today. Did you not remember my call from yesterday?
I do. Around about the same time in France.
That's right. We only arrived off the plane about 2 hours ago, and I was told that this deal was very important to get it completed as quickly as possible, which is why I'm calling.
Cannot do it overnight. Right.
But I've been told by, I keep being told by email that it is very important to get this finished quickly. Now I'm trying to do the right thing here. Can you email me your details, because I can't understand your email address.
What's your email address?
My email address is Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at Holy Church. .co.uk. That's my UK email address.
Okay.
If you can email me there. Now, I need some details, Mr. Martins. What's going to happen now? I mean, I keep getting emails from people to tell me to hurry up with this deal, but nobody's telling me what I need to do now. I need to know now, because I'm going away tomorrow and I will be away for 7 days.
Call me tomorrow morning.
Well, can you not explain to me now what it is I need to do while I'm talking to you now?
Call me in the morning.
I'm afraid I'm not going to be. I'm not going. Phone down on me. Why did you put the phone down on me then? What did you do that for?
Now, I didn't do that. I just told you to call tomorrow.
I need to get this sorted now. I've got the $14,000 here, and I need to know what to do with it. I've been told to get the money. I've got the money, and now you're putting the phone down on me. What the hell's the problem?
Because it's late, and I'm trying to get business for.
Yes, but I keep getting complaints by email that I'm not working fast enough. Now that I'm working fast, nobody else is working. Now what the f***ing hell is the f***ing problem here?
I need to talk now.
I gotta get it fixed now, because if we don't get it fixed now, I ain't gonna be able to send the money to you.
Yeah, have a nice day.
Hey man, if you're not gonna do this, I'm gonna take the $14,000 back. What the hell's going on? Now, what do you want me to do with this money? I was told that I had to send this money to you. Now, do you want the money or don't you?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
No, no, I ain't going to phone you tomorrow. You're going to tell me now, or you're not going to get this damn money. I've got the money here.
You're up to something else.
What?
You know, except you're up to something else, that's when you're not going to wake up tomorrow morning.
What?
Nice day, Mr. Dan.
What? I'm going to... What the hell? Martins, what's your problem? Maxwell Deco has told me to send you the money. Now, do you want the money or not? I can wait on the phone as long as you want. This phone call is free for me. I can be on this phone all morning. You do what you want, sir. I'll hang on. I've got all day, man. I can wait all day. This call does not cost me any money at all. Now, are you going to speak to me or not? Man, I can sit here all day. I've got no problem.